This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The head of the UN Health Agency has criticised blunt and blanket measures taken by countries to stop the spread of the Omicron variant. In a statement on Tuesday, the World Health Organization Director General said that it was deeply concerning that Botswana and South Africa, where the new variant was first identified, were being penalised by others for doing the right thing. Dozens of countries have imposed travel bans on the southern African nations since the mutation was discovered just days ago. Tedros said that while it was understandable that all countries should want to protect their citizens, Omicron was still a largely unknown threat, and he insisted that the world should not forget that we are already dealing with a highly transmissible, dangerous variant, the Delta variant, which accounts for almost all cases globally. The La Nina weather phenomenon has developed for a second consecutive year and is expected to last into early 2022, impacting temperatures and rainfall, UN Weather Agency WMO said on Tuesday. Most data models indicate that it's likely to be a weak to moderate La Nina, making it slightly weaker than it was in 2020 and 2021. La Nina is associated with having a cooling influence on temperatures, but the World Meteorological Organization said that many parts of the world will not see this because of human-induced climate change and record high levels of greenhouse gases. Global trade is expected to be worth about $28 trillion this year, but the outlook for 2022 remains very uncertain, UN economists said on Tuesday. This strong growth in demand, at least for goods, is largely the result of renewed demand as pandemic restrictions have eased, but also from economic stimulus packages and increases in commodity prices. According to UN trade and development body UNCTAD, although worldwide commerce stabilised during the second half of 2021, trade in goods reached record levels between July and September. In line with this overall increase, the services sector picked up too, but it has remained below 2019 levels. Regionally, although trade growth remained uneven for the first half of the year, it has had a broader reach in the 3 months that followed, UNCTAD's global trade update said. The report valued the global goods trade at $5.6 trillion in the third quarter of this year, which is a new all-time record, while services stood at about $1.5 trillion. For the remainder of this year, UNCTAD has forecast slower growth for the trade in goods, but a more positive trend for services, albeit from a lower starting point. Among the factors contributing to uncertainty about next year, UNCTAD cited China's below expectations growth in the third quarter of 2021, which was also lower than in previous quarters. It also cited inflationary pressures that may also negatively impact national economies and international trade flows in the coming months. Katie Dartford, UN News.